program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Tonight, Seekers, a special treat. Dr. Phineas Narco is going to teach you all about paranoia.
Paranoid. I'm not paranoid. The voices told me that.
Enjoy.
So in other words, you're perfect for the job because you're paranoid and compulsive, or compulsive again. Who told you to say that?
A sweep.
Oh, yes, I'm insensitive. I'm a very insensitive man. Stop your job. Look at the insensitive man. That's what they're paying you for.
I like this.
Oh, groovy, babe.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power.
The Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
To the Batmobile. The Batmobile.
Beer?
But it was water.
They stopped bottling beer?
Hey!
Just told everything, everybody.
You want to hang out with me?
Is that it? Is that all you're going to ask me? Well, I got a couple of thousand questions, you know? I want to speak to someone in charge.
You know I meant to do the...
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
You're very nice guy, but I want a lot to complain. You have no right to make people crazy.
Your move, creep.
Well, baby, me so funny.
You think I investigated the Walter Cronkite story there is, huh?
Once we went back to the hotel room, we were at and listened to the tape, and I...
If this is just nerve gas, how come I know everything in such detail? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
In comparison to myself, you are very ignorant.
Must have been him.
Desert sands close in.
The new guy.
Paranoia strikes deep.
Paranoid.
So in other words, you're perfect for the job.
Of course,
you're
a new guy.
Paranoid and compulsive.
Paranoia.
Paranoia strikes deep.
Paranoia.
Paranoia strikes deep.
Paranoia.
Paranoid.
Paranoid. So in other words, you're perfect for the job. Because you're paranoid and compulsive.
Or compulsive for paranoid. Who told you to say that?
Smith is here.
Uh-oh, here comes the three little kittens.
Tonight, give him full sleep with your rifle.
The crowd here appears to block off the rest of the road that is down the album. And this is...
If you want to be rid of them, just tell them you won't be rid of them.
William, move your head!
He knows I'm number one. He's playing mind games with me.
All sorts of rituals. They hold Sabbaths there. You could hear them singing through the wall.
Jeffrey gave me one of those last night.
So what?
There was a customer, Mr. Gianni. He brought one of those to the baths.
So what?
Put it down, Jack.
Rebooked.
Very clever, new guy.
Hold it. Nobody said anything about three books. Three books.
Very, very clever.
Called me sobbing at Nina to see it up on. It's
exactly what I would have done.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Nobody said anything about three books.
Guy, my husband,
sobbing
guys.
At Nina to see it up on.
Said it was Dr. Shand, one of these people playing a recorder. Now, how did he know it was Dr. Shand unless he was there with them?
Three books. Wait,
a pot with a flower.
Hold it. Nobody said anything about three books.
I could not find that flower in any of the books I looked in.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Nobody said anything about three books.
It's a pink flower, honey.
Three books.
Could be toxic.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yes. Seems that I'm dealing with a very...
Three books.
Cool customer.
Three books.
Wait a minute.
Nobody said anything about three.
They're very clever people. They planned everything right from the beginning. They probably made some sort of deal with Guy. They gave him success, and he promised them our baby to use in their rituals.
Look it, I have seen these flowers all over. They're growing like parasites on other plants. All of a sudden, where are they coming from? Outer space?
They're not coming from outer space.
Wait a second. I sharpened his pencil yesterday.
Believed in their stories of fame, fortune, and glory.
Someone is dulling my pencils.
You talking to me?
And they put a spell on him.
Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
They cast a spell on him and made him blind so the guy could get his part.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Look, here.
Well, what are you talking about, a space flower?
Well, why not a space flower? Why do we always expect metal ships?
I've never expected metal ships.
Of course it's her. She deals with pencils all day long. She would know exactly what to do. She's not even looking at me. What a poker face she has.
I had this friend, Edward Hutchins. Maybe you heard of him. Heard of him.
Hello, who do you wish to speak to?
David Kipner?
He's not in right now. He'll be back later this afternoon.
Oh, could you leave a message for him, please? Would you say Matthew Bennell, B-E-N-N-E-L-L?
We're broadcasting to you directly from the Daytona 500 Speedway. Incidentally, our sponsors today are Lucky Strike Cigarettes, Camel Cigarettes, and Chesterfields. All right, now who's the wise guy?
James Growler, Deputy City Attorney. Can I help
you? Yes, my name is Matthew Bennell, B-E-N-N-E-L-L. I'm a Deputy Public Health Inspector.
Yes, this is another call about imposters.
Yes.
We're the first agency you called.
Yes.
That's good. This is Mr. Bennell. We don't want to create a panic.
And no one in my department knows.
Look, Mr. Bennell, I'm going to ask you to stay by your phone for a while. I'm going to have somebody call you back and take down everything you know.
All right, thank you.
This is Ted Jessup, the Fair Special Assistant.
Yes.
Have you come across something strange in the last few days?
Yes.
Why do you suggest that we meet at Union Square?
So then you'll meet me here again tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Now don't say a word anymore. Keep quiet.
Whatever you say. Operator, no, I put in a quarter.
Please keep an open mind.
I had no intention at all.
Don't mention anything about duplicate bodies.
Yes, my name is Matthew Pennell.
I
was going to treat it just
as my other
pronouns. Hello?
Is this just a case of paranoia, Mr.
Pennell? No, no, no. Where?
Secret man on all that. We don't want to create a panic.
We have the primary
authority.
No, no. She all right. She better now. Much better now.
Seen a comic with a glass of water. Vodka. That's what they drink. Isn't it? Never water. On no account will a commie ever drink water. And not without good reason. Water. That's what I'm getting at. Water. Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this earth's surface is water. Why do you realize that 70% of you is water? And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids. Are you beginning to understand? Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol? Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water. 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 You know what it is? Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
I'd get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people, what they had to say to me, because I was afraid they'd condemn me.
You realize that in addition to fluoridating water, where there are studies underway to fluoridate salt.
And I felt ridiculed and confused.
Flour?
Condemned all the time.
Fruit juices?
And it was causing to rise.
Soup?
Do things that weren't there.
Sugar? Milk?
There.
Ice cream. And great children's ice cream.
You know when fluoridation first began? 1946. How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids.
I was afraid they'd condemn me, and I felt ridiculed and confused and condemned all the time. And it would cause me to...
Without the knowledge of the individual?
I'd get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people, what they had to say to me, because I was afraid...
Certainly without any choice.
And I thought
that's the way your hardcore commie works. I first became aware of it, Mandrake. During the physical act of love. Yes, a profound sense of fatigue.
I get paranoid, I'd be afraid of people.
what they had to say to me because it out front was afraid to condemn me. And I felt ridiculed and confused and condemned all the time. And it would cause me to do things that weren't there. I'd get hurt and I'd get
you. Nobody trusts anybody now. Nobody trusts anybody now.
Condemned all the time. And it would cause me to do things that weren't there. I'd get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people, what they had to say to me, because the opera was afraid they condemned me. And I felt ridiculed and confused and
something's wrong.
All the time. And it would cause me to do things that weren't there. I'd get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people, what they had to say to me.
I don't know what it is, but I can't talk to anybody about it.
And I felt ridiculed and
I figured I'd talk to you.
And
I was just to listen.
What they had to say to me, because the opera was afraid they condemned me. And I felt this children.
I'm going to hell.
Condemned all the time. And it would cause me.
That's as straight as I can put it.
I'd get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
And don't tell me that I'm crazy, because I know I'm not.
And I felt ridiculed and confused.
They're coming after me.
You're supposed to be dead.
Great idea.
Great.
More long-term thing. I mean, first we have to focus on more immediate goals.
Cool. Hey, Bill, what's that?
Tomorrow's lead. I'm demanding a reopening of the Carroll investigation.
Who are you calling?
Conspiracy theory can win you fabulous prizes. And now let's meet today's assassination buffs. Dave Daniels is a postal service worker from Moline, Illinois, who believes Kennedy was killed by a highly trained group of CIA operatives posing as Clinique counter girls, and that Jack Ruby was in fact an Eskimo. Now say hello to Gloria Trimble, a dental hygienist from Ames, Iowa, who believes Governor Connally killed Kennedy because Kennedy kept kicking the back of Connally's car seat. And finally, our returning champion, Phil Austin, a ham radio enthusiast from Phoenix, Arizona, who believes that Kennedy was killed by a tiger. All right. Let's get started with our first question.
The FBI?
If you could just wait, please, for the question. Okay.
With Cuban?
If you could wait for the entire question, please. How many?
Three. There were three assassins on the grassy knoll.
Okay,
People, please, could we wait for the entire question?
I think you're covering up evidence.
Dave, I'm not covering up evidence. This is the question, okay? And this is question. And the first question is, how many bullets were fired? 3, 7, 4. Why don't you ask Nixon since he's got them all?
Nixon.
Very good, all of you. Very good. All right, now, on to question number two. Immediately after the assassination, if you had looked south from the book depository, that is south, you would have seen who?
Hoover, Jimmy Hoffa, and,
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, okay, Gloria.
Hoover, Hoffa, Bigfoot, and Dick Clark.
Judges. No, I'm sorry, very close. Very close. Go ahead, Phil, give it a shot.
Hoover, Dick Clark, and Woody Harrelson's dad.
Absolutely correct! Very good, Phil. Very good. That's very good. All right. Question number three. Who stole Kennedy's brain? Yes.
Dan Quayle.
Absolutely right. No, it hasn't done much good. All right, now let's go to the big barrel of assassins. I will now pick someone or something at random, and you tell me how they were involved with the Kennedy shooting. The first one is for you, Dave, and I have picked the Mafia.
Okay, the Mafia was mad because Kennedy exposed disruption in the Teamsters Union. Plus, Kennedy was sleeping with Sam Giancana's girlfriend, and Kennedy called off the Bay of Pigs invasion, so the Mafia lost all their casinos in Cuba, and they wanted him to die.
Excellent, Dave. Very good. Excellent. Okay, Gloria, I have picked right-wing military men.
Okay, they were mad at him. They didn't want him pulling out of Cuba and Vietnam, and they thought he was soft on communism, so they wanted him dead.
Very good, Gloria. Very good. Okay, and Phil, I have picked lizard people from Mercury.
The lizard people didn't like Kennedy's hair.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. You all did. You all did great on the big barrel, so it's time now to go to beat the clock. Okay, in this, the object is to get your own personal conspiracy theory out in under 10 seconds. All right, Dave, ready, set, go.
Okay, the FBI hired the CIA to kill Castro, you see, but Castro found out and told the Russians, so they sent the KGB to England. The Queen gave them the go-ahead to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Gloria, get ready, set, go.
Okay, Lyndon Johnson was angry because he knew Kennedy was going to dump him in this next election, so he called his friends at the big oil company, and they paid off the government to even...
Oh, I'm sorry, Gloria. Okay, Phil, give it a shot.
The tiger got him.
Yes, Phil! With that fascinating tiger theory of his. That means, Phil, that you've made it to the lightning round. Now, we're going to show you some people, and you tell us if they're in on the conspiracy or out. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Jack Ruby.
In.
Yes. Earl Warren.
In.
Yes. Fidel Castro.
In.
Yes. Hannibal Lecter.
In.
Yes. Judge Clarence Thomas.
In.
Yes. Charlie's Angel.
In.
Yes. The 4,800-year-old guy found frozen in the ice.
In.
Yes. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
In.
Yes. Lee Harvey Oswald. No, that's right. He was just a patsy. Okay. Dave and Gloria.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill, you just fingered your fellow contestants as being in on the conspiracy. Judges? They agree. They must be FBI plans. And that means, Bill, you're champion again, and you'll return for the next episode of Who Killed JFK Today.
JFK Today is an Oliver Stone production in association with Zapruder Films.
This is PNN,
the Paranoid News Network.
Since January of 1960, this family of smiling and happy people have undergone a change. You might say they've been engaged in a new and different type of experiment. Sir, as head of this average family, what was this new experience undergone by you and the members of your household?
Well, after 2 years of brushing with the Crest toothpaste, our group had 21% fewer cavities with Crest.
Not a victory of mine. Signifying renewal.
as well as change.
This shows a rate of economic growth, and therefore it is not with the too much churn that I say a raise from 25 to 35 is not completely out of accord.
Our forebears believe that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state. The world is very different from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. All forms of human poverty. Let the word go forth, please. And all from this time and place, to friend and foe alike, and revolutionary belief, to a new generation of Americans.
This is also the purpose of the
Ask not everybody what your country can do for you.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. Let us never negotiate out of fear.
Tell him it's tomorrow night.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Country can do for you. Ask not.
If a free society,
ask not.
Cannot help you be what will.
Country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Ask what you can.
Only a new generation has been granted the law of defending freedom.
Country.
It's our maxim.
It was the tip off for Hushville, you know?
Yeah,
he was supposed to go up the street at Berkeley
Avenue.
He was in Oak Cliff, you know,
they
to be in the kitchen where he was supposed to meet with J.E. Pippin.
And
the glow from
that fire. Coop, it's the start.
And the Lakers is, you know, win on record. And the one, of course,
is the initial force takes over. And then all they have to do is guide.
This is good, but this is what my book.
Do you read all these books?
I've been working on
it.
It's gonna be
sorry, Bill, I don't mean to scare you like
totally
that.
Totally new approach. You know, I was just talking with my publisher at this small press, you know, and I mean, he was telling me it's going to be like a real world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
you're supposed to be dead.
Oh, profiles and cowardice or something, but he said he didn't think it was too good idea, you know, and he really thought that maybe I should do something like call it conspiracy go-go.
You're supposed to be dead.
Oh, and I've just expanded upon it, you know.
I was scared to think I was still alive.
About how JFK and Jackie were, you know, speed freaks, and they just hopped up on amphetamines day in and day out.
I mean, nobody knows.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. And at the White House, they were visited all the time by this doctor that they came to call Doctor Feel Good. Oh, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I did find out some really startling information about Jackie.
Hey, Bill, what's that?
You know, and I always knew all that stuff how you'd been a hitman for, you know, the mob in Chicago. New Orleans and stuff.
I'm demanding a reopening of the Carroll investigation.
Yeah, I didn't know all that stuff about his dogs. He was fascinated with his dogs, and he had this one dachshund named
Chico
that just took with him everywhere. He treated her like his wife, her.
The FBI.
United, there is little we cannot do. In a host
of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do. For we dare not meet a powerful challenge at odds and split asunder. To those new states, welcome.
Who are you calling?
We pledge our word.
On their original investigation?
Colonial control shall not have passed away, merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom. And to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside.
Beyond that, I got to agree with you. Can you go ahead and leave this alone?
To those people
in
the huts and villages of half the globe, struggling to break the bonds of mass misery, we pledge our best efforts to help them help themselves. For whatever period
of
time, not because the communists may be doing it, not because we seek their votes, but because it is right. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor,
it
cannot save the few who are rich.
First, I thought these killings were related only to the Carroll assassination. It's much bigger than that. Whoever's behind
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger.
Is in the business
of
recruiting assassins.
I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
Recruiting assassins.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the devotion, which we bring to this endeavor, will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
If I'm right, I'm going to enlist.
North America's getting soft, Patron. And the rest of the world is getting tough. Very, very
tough. What's going on?
Well, we're entering.
Here's my theory on that. When I was institutionalized, my brain was studied exhaustively in the guise of mental health. I was interrogated. I was x-rayed. I was examined thoroughly. Then they took everything about me and put it into a computer where they created this model of my mind. Yes, using that model, they managed to generate every thought I could possibly have in the next, say, 10 years, which they then filtered through a probability matrix of some kind to determine everything I was going to do in that period. So you see, she knew I was going to lead the army of the 12 monkeys into the pages of history before it ever even occurred to me. She knows everything I'm ever going to do before I know it myself. What is this guy, crazy?
Take germs, for example.
Germs?
Uh-huh. In the 18th century, no such thing. Not a nothing. No one ever imagined such a thing. No sane person anymore. Along comes this doctor. Semmelweis. Semmelweis comes along. He's trying to convince people, well, other doctors mainly, that there's these teeny tiny invisible bad things called germs that get into your body and make you sick. Huh? He's trying to get doctors to wash their hands. What is this guy? Crazy? Teeny tiny invisible. What do you call germs? Huh? What? Now, cut to the 20th century. Huh? Last week, as a matter of fact, right before I got dragged into this hellhole. I go in to order a burger in this fast food joint. The guy, he drops it on the floor. Jim, he picks it up. He wipes it off. He hands it to me like it was all okay. What about the germs, I say? He says, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps. Now, he's crazy, right? See?
I'm not crazy.
We don't use that term, crazy, Mr. Cole.
What about the germs, I say? He says.
What about the germs, I say? He says. What about the germs, I say? What about the germs, I say? He says. What about the germs, I say?
Well, all these germs get a condemnation.
What about the germs, I say? 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 He says, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps. Now,
yeast.
What about the germs, I say? He says, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps.
What about the germs, I say? He says, I don't believe in germs, I say. He says, I don't believe in germs, I say. He says, what about the germs, I say? He says, what about the germs, I say? He says, what about the germs, I say? He says, what about the germs, I say?
It's the end of the world. It's the end of time. And the question is, who can stand? Well, in chapter 7, it explains that this angel who ascends in the east was to seal the living God. And we got to know who that angel is, because these prophecies are for the last days. There's a message coming from the east, and we've got to know what it is. We've got to know what it is. And this message seals 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. And then a great multitude which no man can number. And we've got to know what that message is if we're going to be sealed. Now remember, when this event takes place, we got to know about it, because we're to be blessed if we read the words of this book and keep the prophecies written therein. And how can we keep the truth if we don't know it? And how can we know it if we don't read it? Anyway, to make a long story short, because we can get really into depth, we look at chapter 7 and we notice there's four angels there that are holding the winds, okay? The angel is sealing. Well, in chapter 9, beginning with verses 13, this trumpet sounds. And these four angels are loosed from the great river Euphrates. Euphrates was the river that went under Babylon. Something about delivering these angels from Babylon and to prepare for our day and month and year to slay the third part of men. Now that's heavy. That's really heavy. But you never hear it preached about. Because we took some pictures before we even got there. Anyway, what did God tell the prophets? Let me show you what makes it better.
You talking to me?
Verses 5, we'll walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
You talking to me?
My God is right here, the Word. And that day said the Lord.
So you talking to me?
Paranoid.
No. I was a Baptist, and I'm walking along like everybody else is in the world, right? Doing my thing.
Praise well, I'm the
Lord.
Only one here.
On a hill far away.
Oh, yeah?
With an old rugged cross.
Oh, you know,
paranoid.
Paranoid.
Huh? Someone said to me, a brother said to me one day, you know, the Sabbath is Saturday. Well, big deal. I didn't know it was supposed to be a big deal.
Okay.
But I found out later on that it was a big deal.
Paranoid.
It separates
paranoid.
The sheep from the goats. Sincerity never saves anybody.
But can you always spot a homosexual?
No. Many homosexuals dress and act normally, and at the other end of the pendulum, they go around in drag, such as the transvestite who dresses and acts like a woman, to the point where only close examination, and I mean close, reveals what gender they truly are.
Paranoia strikes deep.
And we thank you now for the revelation of your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I want you to turn them in your Bibles to the book of 3 John.
The third epistle of John.
And I want to share with you this second verse. This is in John's salutation, but I believe that this probably sums up God's attitude towards the church, towards his people, unlike any other scripture in the Bible. 3 John, the second verse, declares, Beloved, I would above all things that thou mayest prosper in about every family that thou mayest be in health. In other words, that's for the physical man. He says, even as thy soul prospers, you must realize that your financial prosperity, your being blessed of God, and this is contained in God's financial plan for you. is that as you grow in the Spirit, as you walk in the Spirit, as you're led by God, that God will automatically begin to bless you.
Let God begin to bless you. Let's pray for America.
The works of your
The Bible says in the book of Psalms, the heart of this type of thing,
second and third verse, talking about the promise of God and the blessing of God, that you would be blessed in all that you do. Let's turn there. I want you to realize that part of God's financial plan for you is that when you seek first Jesus,
we look to you as our strong
God and
power.
His righteousness.
We look to you, Lord, as our deliverer, the lover of our souls.
David in Psalms,
and we pray, Lord, today, even if there are those
participants
praise
of the
Burning Man Festival
who
are watching
who fear of the Lord, who delighted
we believe that
in his
probably
commandments.
Many are, that you would visit them with your love, that you would embrace
the
them, that you would woo them
look
and draw them, Lord.
Wealth and
if we,
shall
if we have been a cause of offense, if Satan is feasting on our cash off of our mistakes, if we have driven these people into the desert, Lord, today we choose to look in the moral mirror ourselves and say, God, forgive us. Humble us, Lord, for our shortcomings, and visit these, Lord, before they go too far. Lord, we pray that you would do this thing in this country
of
in the
obedience,
days ahead,
of consecration and dedication to God.
This
you see, there are many
Lord,
people today that they need a financial miracle. They need
Jesus
God to prosper. But I am finding today that there are many people in these times of high unemployment and, well, they're calling it a recession, but I've got to tell you it's just about a depression. There are many people in the church that are desirous, and many people are coming into the church for one reason only, because they're in financial trouble, their backs are up against the wall, and now they're ready to turn to God. Well, let us realize that that is not necessarily the right motive. God wants more than just you to commit your financial area to him. When you first commit your life and say, Lord, I'll walk according to your statutes, I'll walk in obedience unto you, I'll do that which you have called me to do,
then when you are
spiritually consecrated and dedicated unto the Lord, then you can expect the blessing of God to be in your financial realm.
Now remember,
we've read blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the the
everybody can't see that,
but
well,
his delight
if he,
is in the
if,
law of the
if,
Lord, and
the drugs too,
he says,
and
now,
I don't know what for real, I know what I see, and we know we get oxygen in the plant, and we get them carbon dioxide.
Right,
and so,
this
if
is
we
the
end, we can go sometime, but it don't go all the time.
The third verse of
like, when I'm in the house a long time, we go real strong. Like in the daytime, when I get outside in the sun, I used to show my friends, stay at dance, throw my shadow on the ground in the daytime. And now, ever since then, it's like the light coming, falling down on my body, around my shadow, but I don't know my body, around my shadow, that's why I'm like, that way it can feel different. Instead of that morning, I see like, sometimes when I come outside, I can see, when I look at the trees, the wind starts blowing. And we know we got oxygen in our plants, and we get them carbon dioxide. And so, if the wind, we can grow sometimes, but it don't go all the time. Like, when I'm in the house a long time, it go real strong. Like, in the daytime, when I'm outside in the sun, I just show my friends, things that they haven't seen before. Ever since then, it's like the light coming further down on my body, around my shadow. It's over my body, but around my shadow, and I can see the light, which is your halo, me, your aura. And that's why everybody can't see that. Well, if you see, you got some of the drugs too, we say. And now I don't know what's for real. I know what I see. When I was 19, when I was a preacher, I had my trial term. I used to see the light on my shadow on the ground in the daytime. And now, ever since then, it's like the light on the ground. It don't go all the time. My shadow, like when I'm in the house a long time, it go real strong. Like in the daytime, when I get outside in the sun,
I can't, I can't. In my mind, gonna die, gonna die. I can't, I can't. In my mind, gonna die, gonna die. In this, I know, it's going to make me, it's going to make me cry, make me cry. In this, I know, it's going to make me, it's going to make me cry, make me cry. Why, oh, why you look at me that way? Why you look at me that way? Why, oh, why you look at me that way? Why you look at me that way? I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words to, I ain't got no words to say. I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words to, I ain't got no words to say. Only you can make this all, only you can make this all, just go away, just go away. Only you can make this all, only you can make this all, just go away, just go away. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. I think I can feel it. I think I can feel it. Come on down the line. Come on down the line. Why don't you notice now? Why don't you notice now? Words whispered in the dark. Words whispered in the dark. It's there that you're left standing. It's there that you're left standing. It's there you cannot stop. 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 But if you listen closely, you'll soon begin to seize. You'll soon begin to seize the rhythm of this heartbeat. The rhythm of this heartbeat. The wind between the trees. The wind between the trees.
Every 30 seconds to see who's behind me. I can't live that way. And I won't.
You have been listening to Needle in the Red, Episode 6, Paranoia, originally mixed live on KFJC-FM by Phineas Snarko and JC Clone. Post-produced by Phineas in the winter of 2006. The National Sin Nickel Network home site is at www.nationalsinnickel.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Phineas Snarko. Oh, I love your Needle in the Red stuff. Oh, and if you'd like more information on how to be as paranoid as you probably should be, why don't you drop a line to Bob at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Or if you're afraid to lick the stamp, there's always subgenius.com. Good night, seekers. Mmm.